So let me ask you, how old were you when you came home from China? And do you have any memory at all of China?
I was 14 months when I was adopted. And the only memory I have of China is watching videos of me in China. I found them one time at my grandma's house and I said, oh, is that what I think it is? Oh, okay, I'll watch it because there's nothing good on TV.
How old were you when you found them?
Oh, I was older than 5 because I was in school. Less than 10. 6, 7, 8. One of those years.
And what was it like when you were watching them? Was it like weird or did it feel weird or was it cool or how did it feel?
I only remember watching, like, it was shaky cam because I think mom was recording it. So I didn't really see a lot of it, but it was interesting to think that I was watching myself from a long time ago, but I was still here and today, and so much had happened since then.
So in a way, did it feel like you were watching another person? Like, not yourself?
Yeah, I didn't really make the connection that it was me, kind of. I could see it was me, but I had no memories. I couldn't really verify that that was my experience.
And what do you know about your birth or biological family in China? Do you have any information at all?
I do not know anything about my biological family, other than I probably have brothers and sisters out there. I did get to meet my foster family. She was very nice. She was also, it was a weird situation though, because her husband had just died earlier that month. So it was, everyone was a little thrown off balance.
So this was when you went on your heritage tour when you were 10. Yes. That's when you met her. And so when you, she still wanted to meet you, even though she had just left her husband. What was that like?
I mean, as a 10-year-old, I didn't truly get all of it. I really wanted to spend more time with the other girls. I was sad as to why we were separating. But once I was gone with them for a while and I kind of started, oh, wait, this actually might be kind of important if I think sit down and think about it. And it's kind of like that feeling you have when you go over to your friend's house and you want to impress their parents. You don't want to do anything to upset them, so you end up kind of upsetting them because you're too awkward and you're just, I don't want to offend you at all, so I'll just sit here and act really nice and polite.
For her, it felt like this big reunion, but for you, she's a stranger and you're just trying to be on your best behavior, especially knowing she had just lost her husband. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like she has her expectations and you're just this 10-year-old kid, right?
Yeah. I remember going to, we went to a restaurant in the town and we had a traditional meal. I think I remember. And one of the plates to eat, it was a chicken, but specific part of the chicken, it was the head with the comb. And so I guess somehow I tried part of the comb.
Do you remember what that tasted like? How was that?
Rubbery. It didn't really taste like anything.
And what is it like not knowing about your birth family? Is that something over the years that you have given much thought to? A little? A lot? Medium? How has that evolved as you've gotten older thinking about it?
It hasn't really affected me much. I've thought about it, but I can't really spin what ifs because there's unlimited what ifs, so I mean, I remember reading a book about, it was like a YA dystopian novel, and the main character was adopted, and he had a friend whose sister always thought that if she was adopted, maybe her family would be like queens or kings, and it was some big, you know, big story thing where that it was a murder attempt and they'd have to give up their child for safety. But nah, I don't think about that very much.
It sounds like in your mind, it's sort of like if you give it a lot of thought, it's not like you can really ever come to a conclusion. Is that it?
Yeah, there'd be too many. I'm kind of logical in that standpoint. There's not enough evidence in any way. I would like to meet them. That would be very cool. But if I'm super bored, I'll start thinking about it. I'd actually be more interested to meet brothers and sisters. then really ponder about the possibilities of what my biological family was like.
Why are you more interested in brothers and sisters? What about that is appealing to you?
I've always wanted a brother or sister. I do have a sister. My biological parents did have a daughter, but we have a 14 years difference, so I basically feel like an only child. I mean, there's perks to that, but there's also, like, you want someone to be with.
Yeah, my daughter is 9, and her older siblings, my stepkids, are 21 and 25. So it is like you have sister and brother, but...
It's more like the weird aunt.
Right, I hear you. So are there a lot of Asian kids in your school?
No, there's like 4. And there's a... 2 of them are Indian, so not Taiwanese, Japanese, Asian.
Is there any other Chinese kid in your school?
I don't think so. There's a Taiwanese kid.
How big is your school? How many kids, roughly?
And my school's a 3A, so there's around 100 kids in each grade. My class is pretty big, so we have 120 kids before they all drop out.
How many grades?
4 grades.
Okay, so about 400 or 500 kids in your school, and you're the only Chinese kid. What's that like?
Oh, well, it's kind of, I don't really think much about it. I was raised by Caucasian parents, so I'm basically a white girl. But I do travel, but I don't really know many Chinese heritage or traditions like that.
So you don't necessarily identify first as Chinese. It sounds like you identify as, like, I'm Chinese American. Is that fair to say? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
It's definitely fair to say. I can't speak Chinese. I wish I could. And I don't know very many cultural traditions. I don't have a strong connection to that part. You guys coming over has actually made me more interested in it. So that's, I feel a little guilty too for not looking in more.
What? Why? Why do you feel guilty?
Because it's something that not everyone has, and so you should take advantage of what you were born with, kind of. It's a different perspective that you have a first-class ticket to, and you shouldn't waste that.
Sort of a first-class ticket to some understanding of China and Chinese heritage. Do you think maybe later when you're older and you've got sort of more time in your life that would you like to go back to China or learn more about it?
Yeah, not only as a heritage thing, but I enjoy traveling a lot, so going anywhere would be cool. It'd be cool to go back when I'm older because then you just have more experience under your belt. So you might know more things. You might be able to compare more things.
You might have more ability to kind of understand and put things into context. Mm-hmm. Do other kids ever, in the course of you growing up, call attention to the fact that you're Chinese? Like, you're living your life. I got my white parents, and I'm mm-hmm. Chinese American. I don't even really think about being Chinese. This is just kind of who I am. I'm Lily. Have you ever had situations where other kids call attention to the fact that you're Chinese? And what has that been like, and how do you handle it?
Well, I know when I was in elementary school, people would be surprised that I was adopted. Looking back on that, I can give them that. But then I was thinking, no, I've always been adopted. How could you not know this? But it's actually since a funny rendition of this kind of. I was playing volleyball in a game, and the students were in the stands cheering the team on, and I got a good dig out of a hit from the net, and one of the students in the crowd was saying, "Oh, who's that girl? What's her name?" And they said Lily, but he misunderstood, so he called me Ling Ling. And so then that got passed around, and I was like, "Oh, whatever. I mean, can't really do anything. He didn't mean it to be. He didn't mean it in a bad way." But then my best, good friend of mine heard about it. Titiana, she's African American, and so now she's taken it upon herself to call me Ling Ling. And my friends are all divided about this. Some of them are saying, oh, I mean, it's okay. She doesn't mean it in a bad way. And then other friends are like saying, no, that's racist. You can't do that. And at first, I didn't really know how I felt about this. I mean, I wasn't really offended about it, but I wasn't sure if it was persisting the Chinese stereotype of names. And so I thought about it for a little while and sat on it. And yeah, I came to the conclusion that it's how you say it, and she means it as a sign of affection. Like, she calls me out, and, like, I know it's her, too. And she says it, like, she'll usually say, hey, Ling Ling, come over here. Can I have your food?
So your feeling is that she doesn't mean any offense by it. It's kind of an affectionate thing. Have you ever talked to her about it?
Mm-hmm. In the beginning, I asked her, why do you call me that? And she's like, eh, why not? She's kind of spur-of-the-moment type person.
But it sounds like some of your friends felt protective for you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this person is giving you this name. They're not even asking you what you think. And they kind of had your back about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's fine for those friends to do it. I'm thankful for them to protect me about it, per se. But it's funny, actually, now, because she won't let anyone else call me it. So, in a way, I got more protection.
If you thought that it wasn't affectionate, not from her, but from anyone, how do you think you'd handle it?
Well, if someone called it to be negatory, I just kind of look at them and kind of walk away. Because you can't really... Okay, I'm lucky because in my school, I got in with the popular volleyball type girls, and I'm also kind of a band nerd. So I'm kind of split on both levels of the social standing in high school. And so I'm in the good middle area where no one will really do that to me because I have attachments to other people, but I know some people don't like me. But if someone were to do that, you kind of, it's like what Tat was saying, is that some people are racist toward black people, and you kind of laugh it off and you walk away. You don't let it hurt you. But it does persist the stereotyping part of it, though.
So it sounds like your way of thinking about this is that it's their problem, not your problem. And kind of like let it roll. If they're ignorant about things like this, just, you know, why take it on?
That's kind of the way you have to be in high school, mm-hmm. to roll, let the insults roll off. If you show that you're affected by it, people will find out that that's a way to affect you, and they'll keep doing it. And letting it roll is not necessarily the best. It'll help you in high school, but it doesn't help the overall problem, because then people will find other people to do it on that might get affected by it. So it doesn't stop it. It stops it from happening to you, but it doesn't stop it happening from everyone.
So it sounds like you kind of really have thought about this, like your sort of role is in terms of protecting yourself, but then the larger implication of, like, if you don't speak up, is this perpetuated for other people? And it sounds like you're trying to kind of find your place in all of that. And that you feel good that you have, like, your posse in high school. So you have kind of a social context, mm-hmm. that you fit into.
I'm glad I do have my friends who take me besides the class, I guess. Who, when you look at someone, you don't see them for what you might have heard from other people. You see them for what you remember the memories from. Our school is a mixed bunch. Like, most of my friends are Mexican. They're black. They're, a couple of them are white, too. And so racism is still a thing at our school, but within my friends, it's not. If you're racist, you have a closed mind.
So we're almost done, because I know it's hot. Your mom mentioned that you've gone to Korea a few times and worked with orphan children in Korea who, I guess, have developmental disabilities and delays. And also your mom mentioned that she herself is adopted. And I'm wondering if those two things have in some way, you know, how they affect or if they do impact your own thinking about being an adopted person?
Going to Korea didn't really affect me as being adopted. I don't really identify with them. Going to Korea was more like a, oh, you get to go to Korea and then you get to help other people, which is cool. And that was pretty cool. Mom being adopted, it's kind of like what her parents told her. I've always known I was adopted. It's not treated as a bad thing. It's more of like an exotic thing, like, hey, this is an excuse to travel. But mom's adoption was different because her parents were Caucasian, so it was less obvious that she was adopted. And that doesn't really change a lot for me because I still see myself as a Chinese American.
So her adoption is an adoption, but it's not the same as yours. It doesn't in some way. It's just another fact of life about your family.
My adoption hasn't really... I forget about it sometimes because it doesn't affect my daily life very much. It's just something of, to be cliche here, it's something of who I am, and that's not anything, it's not anything bad or good. It's just, it's always been history.
And if you could tell other kids or adults something, if you could offer them advice about, how to talk about or think about, or you have this opportunity to correct any missteps that other people may make, or maybe younger kids, younger adoptees coming along from China. Is there anything you'd like to impart from your own experiences?
Try to figure out what you enjoy doing and try not to regret too much. It's kind of my thing. I ask myself, would I rather be guilty of something or would I rather regret something? And I would try not to regret anything.
What do you mean? Like what?
I haven't really had much of that psychological drama recently. I can use a basic kindergarten example. I was in kindergarten and we were reading Little Miss Muppet sat on her tuppet eating her curds and whey. And then part of the activity was, do you want to eat curds and whey? And I figured out then, I was like, after this happens, would I rather be glad I eaten it? Or which one would hurt me worse? Is being glad I eaten it or eating it and hating it or not eating it and always wondering what if? And so I decided that the what if would bother me more. So I ate it. It was nasty. I don't like curds and whey.
So your life advice is go for it.
Go for it, but also I'm kind of impulsive, but I'm also logical. I make lots of lists. Doesn't mean I follow out. I don't always check everything off the list. But I make a list. I keep the list in the back of my mind. Gets jumbled around with everything else, the experiences, the memories, and then I make my decision off of that.